In Florida's Everglades, few species are more closely tied to the habitat's health than an endangered bird, the snail kite. The Everglades snail kite is a raptor, similar to a hawk, and it eats just one thing, snails. As much of the Everglades was drained over the last century, the bird's population declined. Now it's bounced back thanks to an exotic snail. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
No one's quite sure how the exotic snails were introduced into the Everglades. They're related to Florida's apple snails and commonly are used in home aquariums. Robert Fletcher, a University of Florida professor who directs a snail kite monitoring program, says the invasive species was first spotted in 2004 and within a few years had expanded through much of the Everglades.
And it was around that time where we started to see snail kite numbers increase.
On the western edge of Lake Okeechobee, Tyler Beck starts up an airboat. He's the snail kite conservation coordinator for Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He's motoring through the lake's marshes looking for kites. It doesn't take long. He sees one hovering over a clump of trees and cuts the engine.
Hear that call?
Yeah.
That's only when they're irritated. Okay.
Right. If you haven't done the coordinates. A kite hovers and swoops overhead as University of Florida researcher Brian Jeffrey wades through thigh-deep water.
So he's trudging into the thick bush there, going to try to get to where we think the nest might be.
Jeffrey finds the nest, but it's 20 feet up, too high to count the eggs or to see if any have hatched. Jeffrey directs a field team that monitors Florida's snail kite population. He says they'll be back soon with a ladder to check on the nest.
Our sites are from Everglades National Park in southern tip of Florida, all the way up the Paynes Prairie, which is near Gainesville, so we have a lot of ground to cover.
Snail kites aren't flashy. Males are a slate gray, females a splotchy brown. They get their name from their ability to float in the air. They're one of the last bird species discovered in the U.S. because of where they live, often hidden in the Everglades. Beck says the species is uniquely adapted to subsist almost entirely on a resource usually abundant in the freshwater marshes, apple snails.
So they have these really long talons that hook around the shell and get a good grip on it to lift it out of the water and carry it away. Their bill is really long and hooked. So they're really adapted just for eating these snails.
Over the past century, as much of their habitat was drained and water stopped flowing through parts of the Everglades, the snail kite population plummeted. It was one of the first birds put on the endangered species list in the 1960s. Droughts contributed to the snail kite's decline. Beck says by 2007, there were fewer than 800 remaining.
Right shortly after that, though, this invasive snail came in and just started flourishing, getting into every wetland, having these big population booms. And since then, the snail kite population has been slowly rebounding.
By the most recent count, there are now more than 3,000 snail kites. And although it's early in the season, field teams are finding lots of nests with eggs and chicks. A short airboat ride away, Beck pulls up next to a willow tree.
So we got two little nestling snail kites. I think these are probably about 10 days old. And the parents, we can hear them over us. They're upset that we're at their nest. But
Beck and Jeffrey mark the location, water levels, height of the nest, and then motor away. The parents soon return carrying snails. The invader, the island apple snail, is found in similar habitat in South America and is larger than its Florida cousin. It lays eggs in the thousands in pink clusters we see on the stalks of many of the marsh plants. Some believe it may have saved the snail kite. But University of Florida scientist Robert Fletcher is concerned about the potential impact the species will have on the Everglades over the long term.
We should be thinking about is how do we restore native snails to get those benefits rather than relying on this non-native species that can have detrimental impacts on the ecosystem.
The South American snails may already be taking a toll on some native marsh plants, a sign that there could be trouble ahead. But in the meantime, they've helped pull Florida's endangered snail kite back from the threat of extinction. Greg Allen, NPR News, Moorhaven, Florida.